The Sound of Charleston is 105.5 The Bridge. I am Kate, and I'm just having the best day ever because we've got Warren Haynes on the line. Warren, how are you today?
Wonderful. How are you doing?
Doing very well, thank you. I know we here in Charleston are very excited to see Government Mule this Friday at the North Charleston Performing Arts Center.
Us too. We're excited to be back, and we always have great shows in Charleston, and think this is going to be wonderful.
Awesome. We've got some big news to talk about. Government Mule is celebrating 25 years together as a band. To me, that doesn't seem like an easy thing to do. So how have you and your bandmates kept Government Mule together and going strong?
Well, you know, it is quite an accomplishment, especially considering that Government Mule started as a side project to the Allman Brothers. We never really had any ambitions or aspirations of lasting more than a year. You know, myself and Alan Woody were full-time members of the Allman Brothers starting in 1989. And when we started Government Mule in late 94, early 95, it was really just to do something for fun. No thoughts of making a second record or doing a second tour or any of that stuff. And so it's hard to believe that it's 25 years later. I think it's great that, you know, now Government Mule being a four-piece band where we started as a trio, the four of us still get along and love playing music together and love hanging out together. So that's not something that a lot of bands can say that have been around for 25 years. So I'm very happy about that.
That is quite an accomplishment. And Government Mule has a new live album and DVD out called Bring On The Music. It was filmed at the Capitol Theater in Port Chester, New York. It's a beautiful theater, a lot of history there at the Capitol Theater. Did any of that have to do with why you chose the Capitol Theater for the live album and DVD?
Yeah, I think when we knew that our 25th anniversary was looming and going to be upon us very soon, we started talking about doing an actual concert film, which we had never done. And I had been talking to my friend Danny Clinch for several years about doing something like this. Danny I've known for almost 30 years, but he's worked with Foo Fighters and Dave Matthews and Neil Young and Willie Nelson and Pearl Jam, and he's done all these amazing projects. And so we started talking about it. The Capitol Theater was the place that came up instantly. It has such a beautiful history, but it's a great sounding venue. Mm-hmm. It's visually a great venue. They're able to utilize the entire psychedelic light show on all the walls inside the venue, so the whole place turns into a big light show. It's pretty crazy, and it's one of my favorite places to play, so it made sense to do it there. So we filmed and recorded two nights, and I'm very happy with the way it turned out.
Awesome. Yeah, that theater is so great. It's got the great sound and the great visuals as well. So you guys made a good choice on on the Capitol Theater. So last week in Detroit, you dedicated the show to Robert Hunter, who sadly passed away last Monday. You co-wrote a song with him, Lay of the Sunflower, which is just, in my opinion, an absolutely beautiful song. Would you be able to share a favorite story or memory that you have of Robert Hunter?
Well, I was proud to know him to the extent that I did. You know, we only hung out together probably six or eight times, but he was a very warm, compassionate person. Obviously, that shows up in his writing. A very private person. I always had an enormous amount of respect for the work that he had done through the years, and I was honored when he asked me to write music for some of his lyrics, and I was proud to have done that. I guess an interesting story would be we were talking one time after I had recorded Lay of the Sunflower with Phil Lesh and Government Mule. And Robert told me that he really loved the music that I wrote. It was very different than the music that he had written for it. And I said, well, I didn't realize you wrote music for it. And he said, yeah, I wrote music for all my lyrics. He said, I just never showed them to Jerry because I didn't want to influence what he was going to come up with.
Oh, wow.
And that's when I discovered that Robert had actually written music to all those lyrics, and that for the most part nobody ever heard. And he hummed to me the way his version of Lay of the Sunflower went. And it was really a cool moment.
That's a great
for me as well.
Memory,
yeah, for me as well. And I have so much respect for him. And you know, there were a lot of shows where he would come out by himself and do an opening solo show. And he would just go out there and start playing. And you know, even a lot of the deadheads would be like, "Who is that? Oh, my God, that's Robert Hunter." Because, you know, he was such a private person.
Right.
A lot of people didn't know what he looked like. They didn't know he was going to come out and do these openers. But it was a big loss all the way around.
Yeah. Two words that you used to describe Robert Hunter just now were warm and compassionate. I think that warmth and compassion are two things that many festival goers look for and enjoy about the music festival scene. And Government Mule, they're a staple of the festival scene. You've even started a few festivals of your own, Mountain Jam, Christmas Jam, Island Exodus. There are so many things to love about a music festival, the sense of community, the many different types of music being played in one space. What do you love about a music festival?
Well, I think it's kind of a win-win, even though it's not what we do every day, day in, day out. When we do it, it's a win for everybody, for the bands and the artists. They have the opportunity to play to new music fans that maybe have never heard them before. And for the fans, they have a chance to discover music that maybe they've heard about but never had a chance to hear, or at least haven't had a chance to experience it live. So even though as much fun as it is to play to your loyal audience, it's also fun to play to folks that have never heard you before. And I think that is something we really enjoy. The other aspect of it is there are so many of our friends there. When we do these festivals, it's like a family reunion, and a lot of us are catching up on the last time we hung out or the last time we played together or whatever, and we wind up on stage playing together, and sometimes in very impromptu circumstances, you know, it's a cool part of the community that I really like.
Sometimes those are the best moments of a music festival, when you get two artists together on stage just jamming and having a good time.
Absolutely. And you mentioned Christmas Jam. There are a lot of people that come to Christmas Jam and maybe meet someone for the first time, an artist that they respect but have never met before, and wind up on stage performing together for the first time, and it forges some new relationship that lasts forever.
Right. Any idea on this year's Christmas Jam?
Well, we're going to make an announcement very soon.
Awesome.
And, you know, we're not quite ready to make that announcement yet, but I'm very excited. You know, last year, with being the 30th anniversary, it was quite a blowout.
And right.
So, and all the ones like that are hard to top, but somehow the lineup always miraculously comes together in a way that turns out great.
Awesome. I can't wait. Well, thank you so much, Warren, for taking time out of your day to chat with us. I'm looking forward to seeing you and the guys this Friday. Tickets for Government Mule's show this Friday, October 4th, at the North Charleston Performing Arts Center are available. And we've got the links for you on our website, 1055thebridge.com. Thanks again, Warren.
My pleasure.